Welcome to this demonstration of using Mountain Lion with VoiceOver. In this particular demonstration, I want to show you the new accessibility panel option where you can select features to turn on or off on your Mac. So before I get started, let me say that my MacBook Pro is turned on, VoiceOver is running, and as usual, I like to start from a known spot on my Mac by going to the desktop with the VoiceOver command Shift-VOD, remembering that the VO keys are the Control and Option keys held down together. So that's Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-Option-D, and I'll do that now.
Desktop, Macintosh HD volume.
Okay, now for me to properly show you this accessibility panel, I'm actually going to turn VoiceOver off with command F5.
VoiceOver off.
That's command key plus function key 5. And the new accessibility panel option that you can get to on any Mac now to select your accessibility features is option command F5 or option command function key 5. Okay, so option command F5. Now VoiceOver hasn't said anything, but if I press the tab key.
Enable Zoom using keyboard shortcuts, unchecked.
Okay, so I've got speech, which is the built-in speech on the Mac, and we're going through the different features that we can enable or disable. So the first one was enable Zoom using keyboard shortcuts. If I was just to press the Shift tab key now,
done.
That's the done button that I could actually press the space bar on to actually exit out of this panel if I wanted to. So I press tab again.
Enable Zoom using keyboard shortcuts, unchecked. Enable Zoom using scroll gestures, unchecked.
Okay, enable Zoom using scroll gestures, unchecked. Tab again.
Enable VoiceOver, unchecked.
Enable VoiceOver, unchecked. And of course, if I was to press the space bar in any of these checkboxes, it would enable the feature. And we'll come back and enable VoiceOver from this panel in a minute. So press the tab key again.
Enable sticky keys, unchecked.
Enable sticky keys, unchecked. Tab key again.
Enable slow keys, unchecked.
Enable slow keys, unchecked.
Enable mouse keys, unchecked.
Enable mouse keys, unchecked. Tab again.
Invert display colors, unchecked.
Invert display colors, unchecked. Tab key again.
Contrast, 15%.
Contrast is currently 15%. If I was to adjust this, it's an adjuster, so I can press the up arrow.
20%, 25%.
Okay, or down arrow.
20%.
Tab key again.
Preferences.
Preferences, if I was to press the space bar, it would access the system preferences panel, but of course I don't have speech running, so that wouldn't be particularly exciting at the moment for me. Tab key again.
None.
Back to the done button. Tab key again.
Enable Zoom using keyboard shortcuts.
Keep pressing tab to get back to VoiceOver.
Enable Zoom using scroll. Enable VoiceOver. Unchecked.
Now press the space bar. We're now going to be running our full screen reader, which is VoiceOver, of course.
Checked. Welcome to OS X. VoiceOver is running. Application. Accessibility options window. Enable VoiceOver. Check checkbox has keyboard focus.
Okay, we're back to full VoiceOver now using this panel. So I press the Shift tab key.
Enable Zoom using scroll gestures. Unchecked checkbox. Enable Zoom using keyboard shortcuts. Unchecked checkbox. Done button.
So if we wanted to go to system preferences, for example, let's do Shift tab to go back around to the system preferences button.
Preferences ellipsis button.
Okay, and of course spacebar.
System preferences. Accessibility window. Toolbar.
And that's brought up the system preferences panel for accessibility. The accessibility panel is new, and that'll be covered in another demo. If you don't want to make any changes out of that accessibility panel, let me just go back into it again with option command F5.
Application, accessibility options window, accessibility options.
Okay, and of course I could press tab key again.
Enable Zoom using keyboard shortcuts. Enable Zoom using scroll. Enable VoiceOver. Check checkbox.
And if I wanted to turn VoiceOver off, VoiceOver is now off. Press the tab key.
Enable sticky keys. Unchecked.
Okay, so you can actually tell that's in some ways a much richer voice we're now hearing compared to the VoiceOver speech.
Enable VoiceOver. Unchecked.
And of course, if I wanted to come out of that panel, I could press the escape key. So what I'm going to do first is command F5 for VoiceOver, which I can still do independently.
VoiceOver on application. Accessibility options window. Enable VoiceOver. Check checkbox has keyboard focus.
Okay, and as you can tell, command F5 has now checked that checkbox. Press the escape key.
System preferences, Accessibility window.
That's the accessibility panel window because that's the last window that we accessed. I'm going to close that with Command W, Command key plus W.
Finder. Now in desktop, Macintosh HD volume.
And as I said, I will cover that accessibility panel in another demonstration. As it has changed, it's no longer called the Universal Access option. It's now called Accessibility to reflect the accessibility panel, I guess to some extent, on iOS devices such as your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. And the way the panel is now laid out is also completely different. So that concludes this demonstration on the new Accessibility Options panel. I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.